everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of Winter Tales. This is your host, Winter. I know that time and time again, I tend to apologize for not being so consistent and uploading regularly, but to be honest with you, there's been a lot going on. Too much, to be completely honest. I don't know what to talk about other than how the kind of things I've been facing, and I mean, everything's been a little too tough on me recently. So let's start. I wanted to talk a little about the things I've been feeling, and more importantly, the feelings that have gotten stronger and stronger over time ever since I moved here. So after moving here, there was a drastic change in my environment, of course, and I think that the way that affected me was very, very negative. Negative in the sense that the influence it had on me, it affects my daily life so much to the point that it becomes difficult to breathe on a daily basis. It feels very suffocated. This actually reminds me of something. As a fan of literature and Charles Bukowski, I relate to this quote of his a lot. I think it's from the book, You Get So Alone at Times That It Just Makes Sense. That's the title for the book. And it says, the courage it took to get out of bed each morning to face the same things over and over was enormous. And I don't know why, but I've always had an attachment of some sort towards it. It's a quote that's very dear to me because I think it makes me feel so, so understood, and I don't know how to say this, normal. My social anxiety peaked after I moved here. It's tough enough going out, but interacting with people is on a whole another level. Life here is just so hard. And this sentence might sound like normal to you or like seem very lightweight, but it holds so much more meaning to it. And to put it simply, it feels like my mind and my feelings, my emotions, my thoughts, just everything is just all over the place and yet somehow confined in this very small space, which I call my mind. It feels like I'm in a much more tangled and heavier mess than I was back then before moving. I started college last Wednesday, I guess. Was it Wednesday? I started college last week. Well, I'm taking arts, which anyone who knows me knows I'm super passionate about, along with psychology, which I'm taking solely for the reason to understand people in my environment and in general in a much better way, so that I'm able to communicate well and see all sides of everyone's story. And to be honest, I feel like me not feeling understood, or me being misunderstood, or not being heard has a little part to play in me taking psychology. As for arts, most of my people know that I use art as an escape and as a way to express myself, just the way I do with writing. My first day, I was overwhelmed, excited, nervous, scared, hesitant, all at the same time. And I wanted to have as little interaction as possible, since that's the most I can do, I can just have small talk. It seems normal to people, but of course, since they don't know what's going on in my head, I like avoiding people and talking to them, because I think that the reason is because I'm afraid that people will read into me and know me. I don't want that. I like being at distance with strangers. I don't like new people trying to, you know, pry into my life and try to know more about me. It bothers me. And to some people, when I try to, like, keep my distance and not share something with them, if I say this to their face, that I feel uncomfortable sharing this with you, they go, oh, so you like to be mysterious. That is totally not the case. I don't know why that's the way my personality is perceived, but that's totally not it. And I think also going through emotional trauma affects your daily life and everyday thinking as well. As for me, of course, very few people know about my personal issues and the things I experienced after my father passed away, but that's not important. So coming back to the point, I think I haven't moved on from that, to be honest, and I think it's affected me so much up till now that even though I always have had trouble opening up to people or even ever expressing my emotions, my feelings, and my opinions, it's gotten worse. I now completely tend to shut off myself from people. I become cold with people trying to squeeze themselves into my life. My friends know this very well. I feel like I've started experiencing my emotions on a very high level, almost on an extreme level. And I also found out many new things about myself, which I did mention in my last episode. I think I did. It was only after that little therapy session that I took online, I found out I have very bad anxiety. I overthink a lot. I'm a pessimist. I say this very honestly and very openly because it's true, and I know it's true, so there's no point in hiding that. And I think it's also because of my anxiety that I have trouble communicating and interacting with people. I've always had trouble ordering for myself. I can't even do it now. I remember one time I told the person at the, you know, the, what is it called? The reception to, like, was it reception? No, what was I? Well, I ordered for someone, I think, and they messed up the order, and I couldn't find it in me to go back and say that, okay, this is the wrong order. I didn't. And that person got mad at me because they really wanted their order. And I said, just, well, that's what they gave. They kind of ran out of the, you know, the thing you wanted. So, anyways, I was also told that I get depressed very easily, which is not good. I stress a lot about the littlest of things, which is not healthy for me, as I get very, very sick because of it. But now I think it's happened so much to the point where it's kind of becoming normal to me, and it's becoming part of me now. I mean, it was a part of me, but it's like becoming a part of my daily life for me. I want to fix myself. I want to get better. I do. But I have so many issues. I'm so messed up. I feel like I have so much baggage that I feel safe knowing that if I don't tell anyone anything about me, no one will judge me or assert their opinions of me on me. Every time I go out, I'm always thinking how whatever environment I'm in, the people around me are judging me, looking at me, and making up assumptions about me, and, you know, just all up in their head. And my teacher, who is a very special person to me, discussing different aspects, areas, and moments of my life with her, she often tells me to not underestimate myself and to believe in myself, which is something I struggle with a lot. I'm pretty much always mostly struggling with that. I have trust issues, which I think apply to myself as well. I have attachment issues as well, mildly. Okay, maybe not, but not as much as it used to be. If the percentage was like at 80% before, it's now gone at about like 12 to 20%. So it's like fairly less, and I'm proud of that. A friend of mine who had abandonment issues told me about her journey of how and why she developed those issues. I asked her to do so I could understand her better, and she told me that she has doubts about me as well. Possibly, she has doubts about me possibly having abandonment issues due to something that I shared with her. I will not disclose the something now, but soon, maybe if I feel comfortable enough to do so. And I do think I have ADHD, as I experienced a lot of symptoms after coming here, and I know that it's something that's, you know, checked for when you're a child, but I don't think that the kind of, you know, society that I live in, people really pay attention to that as much. But of course, it's a little tough to be sure, because firstly, I haven't gotten it checked yet. Secondly, ADHD doesn't look the same for everyone. Everyone's symptoms differ. And then, possibly, maybe I'm not so sure about this, but I might have autism. I'm not so sure about autism, but for ADHD, yes, I do think I have it. Again, I need to get checked, and the thing is, I need someone knowledgeable who I can discuss all this with and find out about myself. I feel this lack of understanding within myself. I feel as if people don't put in as much effort into me as I put into them. I always try my best to understand them as much as I can, just so that I don't mess up or make them feel unloved or like they're not understood. Then again, I notice that I'm always a safe choice for people to dump their emotional baggage, their frustrations, their, you know, rage, their anger onto me. But when it comes to me, where do I dump my baggage? Where do I take out my frustrations and anger? I pray so often that I really hope and I pray that things get better for me and that I become a better person. I do wish I could seek help and just discuss all this with someone, but I guess it all depends on life, doesn't it? Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to Winter Tales. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, do share it with others. And there's one thing I wish for all my listeners to know. It's that if you ever feel like you need someone to talk to, if you feel misunderstood, or anything at all, there's always an option for you to talk to me by sending me a voice note, which will allow me to be able to listen to you easily. So keep that in mind, my dear listeners. I hope you all have a good day, and I'll talk to you next episode.